This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Chief of the Crops Branch at the National Ag Statistics Service is Patrick Boyle.
No changes to planted or harvested acreage from our November forecast. Planted acreage is up 944,000 acres, or 9.2% from last year. Harvested acreage is up more than 2 million acres, or 34.1% from 2023. Moving over to yield, yield is forecast up slightly from November, just 0.4%, but down nearly 12% compared to last year. As a result, total production at 14.3 million bales is up 0.5% from the previous forecast and 18.1% compared to 2023. This chart shows how the current month's yield forecast ranks historically. This green line shows the final yields for each of the last 30 years, as well as this month's forecast yield. As you can see, at 792 pounds per acre, that's the lowest yield since 2015 and well below the historic trend line. So as you can see, a number of states, including Georgia, are up from last month. Missouri is showing a record high. Texas, the largest cotton-producing state, however, is showing a month-over-month decrease. And here's a really similar map, except this one's the yield comparison to the previous year. There's quite a lot of red on this map indicating year-over-year declines, including in the top three cotton-producing states, which are Texas, Georgia, and Arkansas. As I mentioned a couple slides ago, this month's forecast at 14.3 million bales is up 18% compared to last year.
It's Growing Cotton.